AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump is not backing down. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is getting hammered this morning after saying this last night at a South Carolina campaign rally.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on?
This morning, Trump says banning Muslims makes sense because the U.S. is essentially at war with Muslim extremists. Republican rivals are slamming his words and his philosophy as dangerous and divisive. Jeb Bush tweets that Trump is unhinged. Meanwhile, a spokesman for our Muslim American group says,
"This is outrageous, coming from someone who wants to assume the highest office in the land."
Nihad Awad is with the Council on American-Islamic Relations. We are learning this morning that the San Bernardino, California killers practiced at a shooting range just days before they opened fire on a holiday party, killing 14 people and wounding 21. An instructor at that gun range says there's no way employees could have known what the pair planned. John Galetta also tells us that local residents are arming themselves.
The numbers have skyrocketed. Local gun stores in this area are sold out. People want to be able to protect themselves. They know that local law enforcement can't be everywhere at once.
Gunman Saeed Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik died during a shootout with police hours after they opened fire on his colleagues at the holiday party. There is word this morning that New York City officials plan to spend millions on security guards at private and religious schools. And tonight, Georgia will execute a man for killing a man he had stolen money from. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis has opened the Vatican Holy Door to launch his Holy Year of Mercy. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
E questa la porta del Signore.
Pope Francis opened the huge bronze holy door to St. Peter's Basilica to mark the start of his Holy Year of Mercy. As heard through an interpreter, he told worshipers at Mass,
"To pass through the holy door means to rediscover the infinite mercy of the Father."
Francis launched the Jubilee to emphasize the welcoming side of a Catholic Church more often known for its moralizing and judgment. Holy Years have been used in the past to encourage the faithful to make pilgrimages to Rome and obtain an indulgence or a forgiveness of sins that roughly amounts to a get-out-of-purgatory-free card. I'm Sandy Kozel.
And checking gas for you this morning, gas is $2.03 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA. That's down from $2.22 a month ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.